ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Giving our first pair of Heat Knicks opening night tickets away. We'll give away another pair this hour as we are on Heat Season Eve, as I like to refer to it. I'm very excited. I'm so excited.
Can I ask you an honest question?
It's fine.
And what? You're not going to go Wild Heat Coyote on me?
No, I don't know if I can prevent myself from being Wild Heat Coyote because I'm very excited for the season, but I'll try. Can I promise you?
What has happened to this point to lead you to believe? And I'm open. I don't think one way or another that this team is going to be better than a play-in team.
Okay.
I'm telling you, I'm being serious.
I am too. Why? I can be serious.
No, you can't. The only way you can be serious is if it's the fight game.
That's not
then
true.
You treat me like a child every time we go to the fight.
You act like a child.
No, I don't.
Yeah, okay, dude.
I act like you do when we're in every other situation.
Okay, listen. I've thought about this, and here's the thing.
Okay.
We didn't have last year. We had chaos, which I'm not even going to blame Jimmy on, okay? Whatever. They had chaos. They still stunk, all right? But I do think clarity on roles will be better. I think Norman Powell, adding him, is a huge deal. People are acting like adding a 20-point score to your team is not a big deal. It's a big deal. We're going to get Tyler was tweeting out last night himself on the he was true to his word. Well, he didn't show video of himself working out, but he took pictures of himself at the court last night, which I feel like that means he's working out. Right?
Now, let me get this straight. Hold on. Now, I'm not judging. But basketball players always take video of them working out, not still shots.
Interesting.
Always video. Am I off? Am I wrong?
Maybe he wanted to be.
No. Am I wrong? So the fact that he didn't take video means that he didn't want Robbie looking for his gait.
Interesting. Well, I mean, nobody wants judgment of their gait when they've just started gating, you know? I'll take my minus
please.
One.
Please.
I apologize. Minus one.
Wait. Even Jennifer looked over
for
like.
For propaganda.
Even Jennifer looked over real quick like, oh, no. Absolutely.
Here's the thing. But the biggest thing. Okay, so we got, first of all, we have one of the best two-way players in the league in Bam Adebayo. I don't think he's going to slump this year. Okay? I think he's going to be a lot better.
Okay, again, you're making a lot of assumptions.
We have a full season.
Yep.
Of Khalil Ware playing.
Yep.
Okay. Not half a season.
Yep.
Where are you going?
I can't see. I look like ankles.
It's not time. I mean, all right.
I'm not doing weather. I'm just trying to.
Are you sure?
I'm trying to fix the look. See how everybody looks. Look at me.
No. But
why would you want more light?
That's
gonna make it worse.
Yeah, you got backlighting now.
Classic lighting, dude. You don't know what you're doing.
Try putting Tobin's down.
Oh, there goes Jennifer. She's in the corner. Anyway, so while we got a full season of Kal-El Ware, they refer to him as the warehouse, okay? So we got a full year of him. We have Jaime Jaquez bouncing back, all right? He's not going to just jack up a bunch of threes. You know what he's going to get back to? His old bread and butter, footwork. Now, he's not going to eat bread and butter because that would be bad for his tummy. But he's going to get back to his bread and butter, footwork.
Jaime.
Jaime's
not going to be on the court for his scoring.
What is he going to be on the court for then?
Dude, for real.
His luscious locks?
He's going to be in a second unit for defense, ball handling, but not for scoring. He's not a guy that, like him and Pella.
I would say he's a talented scorer when he sticks in his comfort zones. All right. When he tries to expand a little bit too much.
I almost did a bit on Jennifer.
What?
What's his name? You smell like cigarettes. No, I'm kidding. You remember who was that? Was what's his name? What's the movie?
I don't know.
Lieutenant Dan.
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump.
So, but the numeral
Jenny.
Please clarify that. Jenny.
The number one reason, okay, that I invested my summer watching Eurobasket.
Oh.
Was because of the number one reason the Miami Heat are going to be the real deal this year. Okay?
Okay.
And that is because of Jovic, dude.
So
Nikola Jovic, Leroy.
No, but before you get carried.
Jovic.
It was my question to you. I would like a follow up before you get all. Okay. So Nico, you think Nico's gonna take it that next step?
Oh yeah.
Right? Now, if I had to read into what you're saying, you said it'll be a 5 or 6 seed?
I think they're going to be, 5-6.
Okay.
I'm thinking like 40, like 46. I think they get to 46. 46 wins.
What's the over-under? I think the over-under is
low. It's like 38.
So you think they're going to hit that by?
I think if everything's best, I think they could be 46.
But this team hasn't had a healthy season in 5 years.
We're due for some good luck.
All right. I can't.
A weaker East? Someone's going to rise above it.
A weaker East?
Yeah. No Boston. No Indy.
But you got Orlando.
Let me tell you something about Orlando. Can I tell you something about Orlando?
Oh, my God.
Can I say?
Sure. What does it smell like?
Reeks of phony to me, dude. Everybody with this, Orlando that. Let me tell you something.
They do it every year in football, too.
Who's the Orlando Magic?
Who's the big come-up team this year?
They said the same thing last year about Orlando. I said, you know who they should really be worried about? Indiana. That's who they should be worried about.
They dismiss Indiana every year.
They dismiss them.
Yeah.
This year, I think it's a rightful dismiss because they don't have their engine. Like, they don't have their guy, and they lost Miles Turner. Right. So you're going to need a lot more from –
Did they lose Miles Turner or let Miles Turner go? Because he's got like.
Well, they've been wanting to trade Miles Turner for a while.
Right, right.
But Miles Turner was, whatever you want to say, he was an identity of their team. Like, he was. Him and mostly Halliburton. Like, dude, you don't have Halliburton. Like, come on.
Right.
What do you. I think they could be good. I still respect Carlisle, but they're not going to be a contender. I mean, but the team. You know who Orlando's becoming?
Who?
They're becoming New Philadelphia. That's what they're doing. Every year.
Somebody gets hurt too. Huh?
Orlando that.
They're good though, man.
They are. Paolo Banchero, baller. Franz Wagner, he lost in the Super Cup to Nico, but baller, okay?
Oh my God.
What? He did.
What is that?
He's so lucky Finland did his dirty work for him. He is so lucky Finland the dirty work for him. All right. Suggs, always hurt. Great player.
Yeah.
Always hurt. And Desmond Bain is a nice player.
4 first round picks.
Who would you rather have? Him or Norman Powell? I think I'd rather have Norman Powell. Especially for the money that he makes.
For the money, yes. But what I would say is that I think a lot of people in the league are looking at Bane as more battle-tested than Norman Powell. Norman Powell has only been in a situation where it was him or nothing.
Battle-tested? Every time John Morant gets hurt, he's drubbed to irrelevancy. He doesn't do anything. He was the third most important Grizzly. And all of a sudden, they're acting like, oh, my God, they got Desmond Bane. Imagine if the Heat got. Let me ask you this: if the Heat traded for Desmond Bane this year, and the Magic traded for Norman Powell, how do you think the media would spin that one? I'll tell you exactly how.
Yeah.
The Orlando Magic, watch out! And the Miami. Oh, you got Desmond Bane? You know exactly how that would work out.
Yeah.
And one, by the way, got him for peanuts, and they traded 4 first round picks for him.
Well, because one was on last year of his contract.
I understand. Okay. I understand. I know Norman Powell's up for a contract, but we're just talking about this year.
Uh-huh.
We're talking about this year.
Uh-huh. I got you.
Anyway.
You're funny. You're like,
I don't feel like I'm overselling
it. You're not overselling it. There's still.
There are things that can go bad.
No. I'm not even talking about bad. There's things that you are projecting sight unseen, meaning that you haven't seen a consistent, you know, level of any of this. You understand what I'm saying? Like, Nico, he can take that next step, but we haven't figured out how that next step is going to affect this team and how Spo's going to use it.
Well, they really want to play fast. He's the most natural fast player on the team.
Yes, Euro basketball.
That's Euro basketball.
Right.
So, but if he's a big fat liar, Spo, and they're going back to ground and pound, I'm going to be annoyed.
Ground and pound? They can't go ground and pound. They don't have, like, to be fair, that I don't know if they have the offense that they can just go ground and pound and then toss it to somebody and say, get us a bucket. Do they have that? No. That's what Jimmy was when he chose to be. But I don't know if they have any guys like that. Like, Wiggins could maybe do it, but.
Oh, I forgot about Wiggins. Happy Andrew Wiggins Day. We got a happy Andrew Wiggins. He's so happy. I'm happy that he's here. We are going to have a comfortable Andrew Wiggins year. Thank you for mentioning Andrew Wiggins as well. And Pella Larson, dude. And who even knows what Jakachonis is going to do? You know what that is? That's like a bonus.
Or a wild card.
Love a wild card. Who doesn't love a wild card, dude?
Okay.
At the Pie Gow table?
Right.
They have wild cards in Pie Gow?
Yeah. You can only use it as an ace, a flush, or a straight.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. Take a break. Back after this.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Rock the Ocean's iconic music festival, Tortuga.
Uh-oh.
returns to Fort Lauderdale Beach next April with Post Malone, Riley Green, Kenny Chesney, and way more. And we're giving you a chance to win 3-day passes for you and a friend to enter. Go to the contest page at WQAM.com and register now.
That's so exciting.
I'll go to the non-Post Malone day, though.
Really? You don't like Post Malone?
He's a hater. No, he's doing it because...
He's a Remora fish.
What do you mean?
He just clams onto the biggest stars.
So you calling him white DJ Khaled?
Yeah, he just like, oh, no, no, I want to be a...
He has talent.
Dude, all he did was he's like, oh, I want to be a country star. Let me just do it with all the biggest country music artists.
At least he doesn't go on your record and say, we the best, and walk out.
Yeah.
Okay? Well,
yeah.
If you're saying that about...
Post Malone won't get booed at...
Will he not? I don't know.
No, he won't.
No,
better
he
not
wouldn't.
Stink up
no,
the
he
joint.
Won't. No,
he really
won't. Everybody likes Post Malone.
Do they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or do they think they like Post Malone?
No.
I don't know. I'm super disappointed by the lineup. I'm not going to lie.
Really?
Why?
Yeah. I don't know. It's just like last year's was so good. I went last year.
Kenny Chesney's a legend. I've seen him live before.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's great, but I don't really care for Post Malone or Riley Green that much to spend the money that I did last year.
JFig loves Riley Green and his mustache.
Oh.
I know, I know
you
he's a fan favorite amongst swimming.
You about to get them hands.
No,
Jennifer's like,
you
about to get them hands.
No,
Riley
what
Green.
Did kind of disappoint me was that if you have Riley Green in a lineup, you're not going to have Ella Langley?
Because they
maybe
used to date.
Maybe she does a surprise.
Maybe do different days. Is it 2 days?
No, like she's not on it at all. Oh. I mean, I hope that she's a part of the and more.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe she'll be the and more.
I hope so.
Okay.
I just feel like they both go hand in hand.
Who's going to Stars and Strings? That's a Dasha, right? That's who they got there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's good. Not like Dierks Bentley, though. Dierks Bentley's my faves. Love that guy.
Oh, really?
Great show. Yep. Mm. Man. Crazy, dude.
You just go for the pink lemonade.
They're saying to call in for the tickets. Don't do that.
So yesterday, Mike McDaniel announced who his starter was going to be. Well, he didn't announce. He was asked. Here's what he had to say.
Taught not to assume anything in journalism. And since Tua leads the league in interceptions, I guess he probably should ask you, will he take all the first team practice snaps this week? And will he be your starter for the next several weeks, barring injury?
Yeah, he's going to take the snaps this week, and he's going to be our starter this week. And my expectation is that we don't throw 10 picks.
Yikes.
Wait. But no, the worst part about all that is like the question probably got him annoyed to start off with. Hey, Tua's the worst at protecting the football. Is he still your start quarterback?
Typically not Barry Jackson style. Usually Barry Jackson he gives you all the great credentials and then he'll hit you with the question.
Right.
But it's a fair question. Like,
it's a fair question.
It's a fair question.
But wait, he came in a little heavy-handed, and then Mike just, like...
Mike decided, he goes, hey, hot tag, I'm going to come here with a little flying elbow of my own.
Yeah, but...
Taught not to assume anything in journalism, and since Tua leads the league in interceptions, I guess we probably should ask you, will he take all the first-team practice snaps this week, and will he be your starter for the next several weeks, barring injury?
Yeah, he's going to take the snaps this week, and he's going to be our starter this week, and my expectation is that we don't throw 10 picks.
But the crazy thing about that is that he's had a bad stretch. But as long as Barry's been around football, you know they ain't sitting a $50 million quarterback.
You don't know.
Yes, he does. Stop.
You got to ask.
See. And now y'all just being foolish.
You got to ask.
Now you're just being foolish.
You got to ask.
And then, like, right. But just...
Do you want to hear Mike McDaniel lying?
I don't. I mean, you mean...
He's
more?
Lying?
Yeah.
Okay, go.
There's not going to be words that are going to satisfy both the team, organization, fan base. Words are, at this point, like... you know, I would love to put a muzzle on. Like, we need to fix things and fast. And it's everyone, including myself, and starting with me. And you move on from there because you know, we've played one game of complimentary football, and we have one win. Everything else, I don't care at this point the whys. I just want the direct focus and the corrections, and you do that by working, not talking.
Yeah, but also after you said you wanted the
muzzle. By talking a whole hell of a lot after the muzzle comment, which makes me believe you don't really want to be muzzled.
How much quiet time do you think that guy has just by himself? He strikes me as a big talk to himself type of guy.
1,000%.
I have a lot of quiet time. I sit, when I watch TV, I like to be quiet. So when people come up next to me and talk and chit-chat about the game or whatever.
You do the...
No, I don't do nothing because it's...
Because I would.
It's, you know, my life assistants, they don't understand that, you know.
Yeah, I guess.
This is my thing, and they just come over and just run ramshot over. Who's winning? Like, you don't care about football. Why all of
just,
a sudden?
Just leave. Let Meemaw ask her questions. Hmm? Let her ask her questions, dude.
She's trying to bond.
Yeah.
We've bonded for a very long time.
Because she wants more.
Do you think that he really means he wants a muzzle, though?
No.
No.
I think what happens is, and it's unfortunate, is that you're not in a position to give answers that are actually answers. You're in it to appease people and say things that will make people feel better about your situation.
Yep.
And so that's kind of where all these conversations go, both with Tua, both with Mike. And so, like, I understand that, you know, what they're trying to do. They're trying to make people feel better, but nobody's going to feel better no matter what you say. They're going to pick at it. So just don't try so hard, right?
You know, like, I would love to put a muzzle on.
It's just like when Tua says, hey, I got to be better. It starts with me. And then he starts that other part about I need people to follow me. And I'm thinking to myself, are you going to be here to follow? Because, like, right now, like, right. So it's like, are you aware of, like, he should have got up there and said, I've been terrible. I got to be better. And as simple as that, I can't expect anybody else to play better until I play better.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Go moving on to have to, like, I think this whole leader thing in all sports gets a little too much because the players know who the leaders are on that team. We don't have to know.
Right.
So why do we have to know, or we appoint people leaders that you go in the locker room, they may not be.
100%. I think the thing that's just that comes with the quarterback is the quarterback talks like the most.
Right.
Like,
he talks the most, but
it's the public voice of the team. It may not be the locker room voice of the team.
I would say this, that Bernie was more of a leader than Vinny, because Bernie was like if you talk to him, he's a relationship guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's a very positive guy. He's always positive. Vinny he's not as boisterous. He didn't talk as much, right? So he more along the lines of led through what he did and how he went about his work, right? But that's just personalities. Like, to try to become something because other people say you are that person, I mean, you just got to, no, do it your own way. Don't try to do it the way everybody else. You know, Tua feels like he has to come up every time he talks, he has to say that thing, right? But if you ain't that guy, that thing ain't going to come across the right way, and it never does.
It also feels just like damage control, too. Like, you went to this point where, you know, everybody was really mad. Like, they said that on the broadcast, right, where they were saying that Tua knew he really bleeped up because he put up a sports app and he saw that he was every headline. And so, like, you get to this point where you're like, well, I better do damage control on it, and then I'm going to go too much the other way.
Well, but he might have, look, and I would say this. Even when he said before that the players knew what his intent was. They probably did. I don't think anybody thinks of Tua as a person that's out to get them, right? That being said, like, once you realize you stepped in it, to go the route that he did doesn't always make it look better, but sometimes it makes it look worse because you're trying too hard to be apologetic.
Yeah.
Right? And I think that let's stop calling ourselves a leader. Let's start there. If somebody on your team calls you a leader, that's fine. But we've had too many guys on this team as recent as a couple of years claiming themselves to be leaders, either based on title or what everybody's telling them. And I would say, just because somebody says you're a leader doesn't mean, like, we're looking at what you do, what you say, how you handle yourself, how you prepare. That makes you a leader. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily because you talk for us all the time.
Right.
And I think too many guys
get caught up. Not everybody likes it. Not everybody.
Tyreek did it. He called himself a leader. And I'm like, there's certain things leaders don't do.
Yep.
End of discussion. Okay. Tua's trying to, but his personality is such that he's too honest and steps in it too much, right? And so, like, you know, think about Zach Sealer, how he does interviews and what he says. To the point, this is garbage, move on, okay? That means that, what do you think he's saying in that locker room? Remember Calais Campbell? Not all that, he just said, oh, this is what we need to do.
Yep.
Right? So you have guys in that locker room that we may not think are leaders, right? Or we may not know, but it's not a matter. It's not a matter of whether we know, right? Everybody just deems the quarterback to be your leader. The quarterback talks the most, but all the guys in the locker room know it. And the way to make it uncomfortable in the locker room is if the quarterback, who is not really a leader, trying to be a leader because everybody told him he was. You just got to be you. That's it.
Miss that guy.
We're still hungry.
Like, I wasn't, they, you know, I was a captain a couple of years, and they said, hey, you know, as a leader, I said, I'm not a leader. I said, they just
said that?
Yeah. I said, I'm not a leader. I'm not going to go and, you know, hold people accountable. I'm not going because I make mistakes too. I said, but I'm going to go out there and play my ass off. And if people see that and feel like that's how we need to play, then fine.
People lead differently too. Like, I mean, like, this has happened with, look at in town with the Panthers. Sasha Barkov hasn't really changed the way that he's led. He's always
right,
been
right.
He's
quiet
always
guy,
been
right.
Super quiet, lead by example. And
right.
When Matthew Tkachuk got here, like, that's when the Panthers got their, you know, radical attitude of kicking everybody's ass.
Right.
And Barky's still the captain because he's tenured and he does everything the right way. And so everybody,
right? But like, he's not going to be a guy to call him out. Same thing with Bobrovsky. Like, yep. Bobrovsky, everybody's like, hey, you want to know how to be a pro? Follow that guy. So, yeah, we deem him a leader. But it doesn't mean he's coming to everybody saying, why? Like, when we say somebody's a leader, we all assume that that guy is speaking on behalf of everybody, or he's correcting guys or trying to get guys in line. Kind of like UD.
Yep.
Right? When we think leader, everybody thinks UD. And I'm like, that's part of the damn problem. Okay? That's part of the problem. Like, you can be a leader based on how you do things on the football field. Right? So, like, maybe that guy ain't going to be the guy that come talk to me or the guy to try to hold me accountable. Nope. We had guys on our team that held everybody accountable. Right? That weren't even maybe the number one starter or something like that. He was just a vet that knew how things needed to be done, right? Conversely, Ozzie Newsome, leader. You mess with Ozzie. Clay Matthews, senior, leader. Mike Johnson, linebacker, leader. Michael Dean Perry. Me and Metcalf, we were just, you know, we go do our thing.
You were jokey jokesters.
Yeah. But that, like, and so when people came and said, oh, you're a veteran now, you know, you've had some success, what kind of leader you are. I'm like, no, dude. No, you ain't putting that on me. I say, you want to know how to play? I play hard. I give everything I have. Next game. Like, that's how I play.
If you guys want to go to Heat Over Tonight, right now, caller number?
Let's see. What's Bam's number?
13.
13.
Caller 13. Putting you to work, Brittany. Caller 13.
That'll be the highest one.
Because 305. You don't want to do Davion Mitchell 45?
No.
Caller 13.
Nah, I won't even do Andrew Wiggins.
To 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. Caller 13 is going to win a pair of tickets to Heat opening night Sunday at 6 against the New York Knicks, which you, of course, can hear right here on FM 104.3. But caller 13 to 305-567-0560 win Heat opening night tickets to Sunday.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Who won the tickets this hour, Brittany, for the Heat home opener?
Michael Maxwell.
All right, shout out to Michael. Eminem.
Shout out to Eminem.
Shout out, dude.
He's
congratulations.
Very excited, so.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, we got another couple pairs of tickets to give away before the end of the program. Well,
I was a redhead.
What do you? What did you like? Rob Paramore?
See.
What the hell is going on there?
Wait, go.
I literally. Have
you showed us a picture. Let me see.
Look.
Where's your face?
Well,
that's no
me,
proof.
Though. Okay, is this better? If that's me, singing.
It is better.
Wow, that is really red.
Hmm. I know.
All right.
See that? Mm-hmm.
See.
It's fair, but I choose. I still
did
choose
you have,
not to.
Did you have to give the Kardashian draws to?
No, that was my hair. I've never had a weave or extensions or anything like that.
That's kind of like half.
It's half and half.
It's
like
not,
it's like
not the full go.
Yeah, because they didn't let me put it on my roots.
It's kind of like if you know.
Why didn't they let you put it on your roots?
They told me I was gonna mess up my hair.
Really?
Who said that?
My hairdresser.
Okay.
Really? She was just being
lazy.
Lazy?
Yeah. Exactly.
No,
sound like
she was
lazy.
Being,
minus one for laziness.
She was trying to take care of my hair.
Yeah. Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Or she wanted you to come back faster.
Yeah.
No, let me tell you, when you dye
it takes
your hair
a long
red,
time to do it, right?
It makes me so sad because every time you wash your hair, it just goes down the drain.
You ever dye your hair something weird, Brittany?
Yes, I have.
Gone red? Green?
No, I've never done color.
Orange and green for a Canes game?
No, I've never teetered into color. The only color I've done is black, but I bleached the front two pieces of my hair blonde during COVID.
That's it?
That's pretty crazy.
It was wild for
her. I've done purple.
See, I can see that. She chooses not to. That's like me in a beard. I could have it if I wanted to. I choose not to.
Can I just tell you? No. Your last time you shaved was a month ago.
It's not true. I shaved this morning.
No, you didn't.
I swear to God.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't. Look, it's like, look, no, here you go, look.
See, we sound the same.
No, we don't.
We sound the same.
Dude, I got hair stuck in the mic. It's like, we're so rough.
Let's get to a little damage is done, my friend.
Gone.
All right. Well, Mike McDaniel, this is some more words from him this week.
You give credit to the victor, but the tape left me. I don't really have an opinion on the two teams against each other because we didn't participate in the game. In my opinion, it was not because people were disinterested. Quite the contrary, the 11 penalties for 100 yards and being out of position. But wanting to be in position, that's a lot of times what that comes down to. So, you know, I think it was a very, very direct meeting that guys had to face the truth of the opportunities that we didn't take advantage of.
All right, well, here's the truth here, Mike. You did participate in that game, dude. You stunk up the joint to high heaven, and the damage is done, my friend. We didn't participate in the game. No, you did. Poorly, but you did.
They didn't throw it to themselves. They weren't playing catch.
Did you see the one DB? He was mic'd up, and he's literally like, give it to me, Tua. Give it to me, Tua. Snap. Picked off. Yeah, Tua.
I mean, look, I've been saying this all year. Like, they're not even defending the Dolphins. They're just defending areas,
mm-hmm.
right? And it always seems like they're in the right spot, which means that you've had no nuance in your offense at all.
More nuisance than nuance. You know what I'm saying, dude? I'll take my minus one. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Minus one for butchering English.
What do you got, dude, for damage is done?
So, how can I put this? So, when these guys talk about what's going on, right? And I'm talking about the Dolphins, Mike McDaniel, like, whatever. The fact that nobody said we suck right now and we're not playing well and try to give these reasons as to why instead of just identifying what is going on the field, we look like crap. I think that makes the situation much worse. And that's where I'm coming in with damages done is that you're trying to explain something that we can see. And it's time for you to own it and say, we're playing like crap. We need to get better. And everybody needs to own it. And that's the end of every conversation that everybody in that building should have. Like trying to explain why things are going wrong. You think a Dolphins fan cares?
Nope.
No. Just own it. Look, we haven't played our best football. In fact, we played some of our worst football here to start this season with. And we need to do everything we can to be better. That's from top to bottom. Just because, listen, Mike, you're a sweetheart.
Mike. That's what day it is.
You know, a coach that says, it starts with me, right? That's great. Okay, we know what you're trying to do, but we know who it is. We know who it is.
Savaya Naya.
I mean, you know what Miles Garrett was doing across from him, salivating.
Damage is done.
Salivating. So, yeah, that's my day. I've had enough of the explaining, right? there's certain things we can see on the football field, or we can see what's going on, that you explain it ain't helping. It's actually you're going to make it worse for yourself.
So no more Mike McDaniel cuts today.
No, because you like just.
Because you're going
to
do it anyway.
To put a muzzle on.
Put a muzzle on. Get muzzle. Really? That dude would talk through his nose. His nose would just start moving.
To put a muzzle on.
His words would just start coming out of his nose if you put a muzzle on him.
Jennifer, what damage is done for you?
So on the way over to work, I saw a very interesting thing that, once again, we never asked for here in the city of Miami. Apparently, today they started installing a 13-ton concrete car, a car jam, off the coast of Miami Beach.
What?
A car jam.
Yeah, they decided that they were going to do an art installation underwater, and it resembles traffic.
Underwater. Art Basel?
It's not for Art Basel. Apparently,
where?
This is supposed to help out our sea life. I don't know.
Okay, I'm all for helping out the sea life.
But I don't think that's what it's going to be doing, to be honest.
People would lie about that.
Yeah,
people
apparently it's supposed
to
help protect the shoreline and support marine life, but I don't really think that's what's going to happen.
So like they're putting like a wall of cars underwater?
So much of them.
Okay.
Look at this. Oh, my bad.
Uh-oh. Don't want to.
Look at this.
Where is that underwater?
Interesting.
Where is that?
It is, let's see, it says.
It looks like a man-made reef.
Basically, but
that's
kind of
really cool.
I don't think it's that cool.
Why not?
Because you're going to go ahead and just traumatize the fish with more traffic.
I don't think they are traumatized. It's going to build life with seawalls.
Wait, traumatize
coral.
The fish.
Wait.
Imagine
as
they're installing.
You look underwater, there's 2,000
hurting.
Fish hanging out together. How you create more traffic by putting a big car down there?
Why do we need more things down there?
Because you're giving them.
Trying to get some reefs to grow on something. Because we've kind of blown their walls to smithereens.
I feel like it's going to cause some trouble.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Mm. She thinks it's going to end up like The Simpsons with like three-eyed fish. Brittany, what damage is done for you?
Here we go.
Why do you say here we go? What did I do to you, Leroy?
No, I'm just saying it's your turn.
You know, I wasn't even going to talk about F1 or sports or anything. I really wasn't, because I didn't even get to watch sports because I was in Europe and I didn't have the proper VPNs.
Oh. Do you feel like you jinxed the Canes because you weren't watching them?
So I have been attacked by everybody about this. Mm. Everybody's like, it's your fault. You know, we were undefeated when you were in America. Then you left abroad and look what happened.
Fair point.
I don't need to feel any more guilt than I already feel. Okay? I really don't. It was horrible waking up in the morning and seeing that we lost. So I don't want to talk about it. So I'm not going to go the sports route because truly I did not watch anything because I was unable to watch anything.
All Mario Cristobal asks of us every week, Brittany, is to show up and do your job. And you were in Portugal,
not doing my job.
You weren't doing your job. Tough.
I know. It's tough. But my damage done goes to Europeans.
Wow.
Europeans.
Very strong. Very strong.
Yes.
Let's hear her out.
No, hear me out. Because there's so many things that I've learned about and have grown to love about America since traveling abroad. And one of those things is ice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's up with that?
No, truly, you guys. Everybody prepared me. They're like, Brittany, you're not going to have ice. Like, just, it's not going to happen. And I was like, you guys are joking. Like, if I ask for ice, they're going to give me ice. They don't care.
Really?
They don't care.
They won't give you ice.
They're very rude about it.
They are very rude about it. I asked for ice. I was like, can I have a Coke with ice, please? And they literally looked me in my face and said, it's already cold.
So, like, it comes out of a fridge?
Yeah. Like, it comes out of, imagine, like, you get a can of Coke at a restaurant. Obviously, it's in a fridge and it's cold, but I still want ice. And then this one lady at the restaurant, she was like, it's cold. And I was like, I understand, but I would like ice. And she was like, oh, you're from America. I said, okay, thanks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, clearly.
Judging
I was,
you
we
for
were
your
speaking
ice.
A lot of Spanish. So, I mean, she could have assumed that I was from Spain or something.
Yeah, but then you gave yourself away.
I gave myself away.
You wanted ice like a weirdo.
Yeah, apparently it's a crime to want ice. And she was like, okay, I'll bring it to you. Proceeded to never bring it to me.
Wow.
That happened to my cousin who lives in Madrid. They looked at her crazy for asking for eyes.
Yeah. They don't like you. The service goes downhill once you ask for ice. And if it was something that, if it was something that was hard to make, I would understand. I would get it. I'd be like, okay, you know what? I get it. It's frozen water. It is frozen water. So yeah, my damage done goes to the Europeans because like enjoy some ice. Man. Put salt in your food, enjoy ice, and get central air conditioning, and then we can have a conversation.
That's why they're probably upset because ice resembles that and they don't have it.
Wow.
Wait, can I just, Brittany?
Can I just say, wow.
Damn, dude.
You Americans. Y'all are something
Aren't
else.
Aren't you American?
Are you not American?
Why are you saying it like that?
Well, you know, he's got a Canadian household, you know.
Also, thank you so much for when you were saying about the restaurant, because I thought you were talking about ice.
I kept saying like, oh my gosh, I miss ice so much, and I just was like, I need to like rephrase this.
You do. Careful.
Yes. I need to be careful because I don't miss
just
that.
Say, throw a cube in there as well.
Yes, an ice cube, ice frozen cubes, water yes. ice is what I missed.
Also, I find it kind of funny how you went to Europe and then the Louvre ended up getting robbed.
Oh my gosh, no! Oh, because what was that? Seriously, listen to this. I swear, we have like this theory that we like turned Europe upside down because we went for my cousin's wedding. Imagine like 100 Hispanics, mostly from Miami, went in droves to Europe, right? Mm. And we go. Europe is it's supposed to be this very calm. That like there's not crime, a lot of violent crime that happens there. Okay, we go to this, the wedding's in a small town in Portugal called Cascais, which is like, it's a beach town, and it's super tiny. We leave, the wedding happens, and we all go to like different parts of Europe, right? We stayed in Portugal. News breaks the next day that an American was stabbed in Cascais.
Wow.
And I was like, what are the odds of that?
Then you thought it was one of your people, one of the people that went
to
the
wedding.
Well,
thankfully, we knew it wasn't anybody that was with us because everybody had already left that town.
The stab
yeah, ones. Yeah. Right. So we're like, okay, this is crazy. That never happens in Europe. Then a bunch of people ended up going to Paris, including the honeymooners went to Paris for their honeemoon. Mm. They get back, the Louvre gets robbed.
Jewel thieves.
I'm like.
In broad daylight.
In
too,
broad daylight.
Crazy.
That's how you're
gonna
do it.
They might not let me back into Europe.
We thought of a heist.
Time there.
We'll take a break. Back after this.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.